top 5 current sci-fi favorites.
Welcome to the Sci-Fi Christian, bringing you theology at warp speed.
I'm Anderson.
I'm Daniel Majer.
I'm Toby Radcliffe.
And we are back.
Woo! Hi, everybody. Well,
that was a long layoff.
We are...
I had a creepy voice.
We are rolling through a bunch of top fives. We had these ideas. We thought maybe we'd put them all in one episode, and then it turns out they're going to be 3 episodes. So today we're going to talk about our top 5 current favorite sci-fi things. These are in no particular order for me. I just wanted to talk about some things I'm currently into. I'm actually just going to lead off with, I think, my number one. Do you guys... Actually, no, let's do the countdown. We always do countdowns.
Let's do countdowns. Come on.
Do you guys... Who wants to go first this time?
Daniel can go first this time.
No, wait. Daniel, not so fast.
I'm sorry. Don't hit me again.
Top 5 current sci-fi things. That's not exactly what this episode is called. I had it better when I said the intro. But basically, here's some shows we're watching, some movies we like, books maybe that we're reading. I just realized I forgot to say on the last episode for sci-fi influences, Narnia, Chronicles of Narnia. Did you guys read that as a kid?
No. I couldn't get into it as a kid.
Okay. So... just a shout out to the last episode, Chronicles of Narnia, should have been, I mean, maybe even on my list. I love that. But
I loved him as an adult, which is when I read him.
But we're not talking about sci-fi childhood influences today. We're talking about top 5 current sci-fi favorites.
Woo.
So, Daniel, number 5.
Number 5. I'm gonna go with James Bond.
Okay, so why are you especially into it right now? And this will help audience know where maybe the year is going to go for us, because it's things that we're into right now.
We're just coming off Skyfall, mm-hmm. which I really do think is probably one of the better and maybe the best Daniel Craig.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten away from some of the weirdness of some of the Pierce Brosnan at the end with the stealth car,
yep.
and Halle Berry. It just feels like a great time to be a James Bond fan, with it just being the 50-year anniversary of James Bond.
Good. Kobe, how do you feel about James Bond?
I'm not a huge fan of James Bond. I like the movies. They're fun to watch. But, I mean, that's not one of mine.
I think that that's a good choice, Daniel. And I can see too. With the release of the 50 years set that you got, and you know you're kind of going through that with your family, that's awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to coming to your house and watching some of those classics. Kobe, you're number 5.
My number 5, Revolution, the TV show.
Oh! I'm watching the show.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
I guess I would give it a lower level honorable mention. It's pretty good.
And it fit the theme of 2012, because everybody thought the world was going to end, blah, 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 that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, no, I think it's an entertaining show.
I really tried to get into Jericho. I really did.
It's not exactly like Jericho.
It's not Jericho.
It's like, but not exactly.
That's right. They had electricity in Jericho sometimes, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, if they wouldn't have canceled Jericho, we wouldn't have had a problem.
You liked Jericho, didn't you?
It was okay.
Yeah, Revolution, I don't think it's great, but I think it's good.
Yeah, it's not great. It won't win anything.
Here's what I think. I think that we should all watch Revolution about 2.5 years from now after it's been canceled, and then we can see all the episodes streaming so that we have the full storyline at once.
Whatever.
It won't be canceled in 2 years.
It's picked up for our second season. Yay.
It'll probably be like Jericho, get 5 seasons and be done.
Jericho only got 2 seasons. And it didn't really get full, too.
Yeah. It almost got canceled after season 1, and then the fan outcry got it a season 2.
That's right. It was one of the only TV shows to ever do that.
Okay, guys.
CBS.
Number 5 for me.
Number 5.
It's a tie between 2 shows that are almost identical, yet years apart. The X-Files and Fringe. I like them both now for different reasons. I've been watching through the mythology episodes of X-Files in preparation for a Sci-Fi Christian episode.
Ooh.
Where we can talk about this X-Files mythology. Meanwhile, Fringe is its final season. They've totally changed up the storyline. They flash forward to the future, so everything is taking place in the future now. It's got like 3 episodes left before the series finale, not the season, I almost said. The whole series is concluding. So I'm interested in Fringe, but I don't love it. It almost didn't make the list, but I thought, well, why not tie it up with the X-Files? So those shows both have characters looking at cases where there's something supernatural happening. Pretty good. Anybody watch X-Files or Fringe?
I've watched The X-Files a lot.
You did not really like it. Did you watch Fringe ever, either of you?
Nope. Never got into it.
I listened to an episode of the Sci-Fi Christian before I was a host that talked about Fringe, and at the conclusion of that episode, I decided that I would never watch
Fringe. Because it was so confusing?
Yeah.
There's a lot about multiple...
Let's talk about the musical episode or the animated episode, and as a listener who had never seen any of that, I just said, what?
Yeah, seriously.
They just had another weird episode on, I think it was the second to last most recent one, where... Yeah, one of the characters uses drugs pretty frequently, and about once a season they let us have an episode where his drug use, we kind of see through his eyes, and it gets weird.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
So, I think we can move on.
All right, number four.
That's Daniel.
Once Upon a Time.
Yes, one of my runners up.
Again, this being an audio podcast, raise your hand if you have Once Upon a Time on your list.
It's on my runners up.
It's actually number four on my list, so
okay.
That works.
Okay, so let's talk about it then. What do you like about it right now, guys?
You can go first.
I am really big on stories about purpose and stories that show connection. I think the example that I've used with you
like
before
Lost.
Is Heroes. I was a huge Heroes mm-hmm. guy. Mm. And I loved how it was all coming together and it was all everybody discovering that they had a different part within a bigger plan.
Mm-hmm.
And in many ways, that's what Once Upon a Time does.
Exactly.
That's you should watch Lost.
Really good explanation.
And I'm a Disney fan, so.
Oh my gosh, Lost is stupid. Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Hey, I have the entire last season on DVD.
I know. You won it. At D23?
Yeah. That was almost 2 years ago.
I'm especially interested in... I like messing with fairy tales and using commonly known stories and doing something new with it. So I like that Once Upon a Time is doing it well. You think Grimm is doing it well? I haven't really followed Grimm.
No, I would like to see Grimm.
Oh, there's some things that some are not doing well, like Snow White and Huntsman. That was not a good movie. But Once Upon a Time, fun because they are owned by Disney, the makers of the show. They can bring in Disney fairy tales as well, like the Disney twist mm-hmm. of the fairy tales.
Yep.
So I definitely like that. Once Upon a Time is just fun. It's not necessarily the greatest show ever, but it's definitely fun.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's no A-Team.
Oh, it's no Lost, even though it is written by two of the writers from Lost.
Hmm. Two of the lesser ones,
apparently.
They wrote Tron. They were executive producers by the last season, just for the record.
All right,
Matt, number four.
Number four for me. Well, thanks for asking, guys. I am actually for the first time really investing time in watching The Twilight Zone.
Why?
I love The Twilight Zone, Tower of Terror.
Whatever. So Twilight Zone, classic, everything that we watch now in science fiction, not everything, but many things have their influence in themes from the Twilight Zone. Rod Serling was ahead of his time. It's just a great show. And I want to do an episode in 2013 on
my
favorite Twilight Zone episodes.
Another promise?
Yeah, I'm promising. Right here. All right, we have to get to another 100. So,
but I will give you this. I think the Twilight Zone does have a lot of. When I thought of the Twilight Zone when I was little, I thought of it as just being scary.
Yeah.
And as I grew up, I began to realize that there were episodes that were just smart, and parallel universes and stories set in our world. It's more than just horror. And I know that you're probably not watching this. I've always been stuck with the 1985 reboot of The Twilight Zone, an episode called Eye of Newton.
I haven't watched that far. I'm still in the
50s. Well, again, this is a reboot, but it's an episode called Eye of Newton that has Satan in it.
Whoa. Satan was in the one I just watched today.
It's Sherman Helmsley as a professor named Sam trying to figure out a math problem, and this... I always thought it was Satan, but they say demon here, comes and makes an offer to give him the solution. And they have an interchange about the power of Satan and demons. And it is always left me at the end, for those who want to go watch it, just completely smiling.
Okay. Maybe I'll watch that. I just watched one called Escape Clause. And it was about a guy who wants to live forever. So he sells his soul to the devil. So,
did he go down to Georgia first?
Can't tell you. Spoiler alert. Okay. So, do you want to say more about Twilight Zone, Daniel? Sorry, you started saying
No, go ahead.
No, you said again.
I
forgot. Number three, Daniel.
gosh, how hard is that to
see? See, the funny thing is I have a list here and I keep moving it around. So I'm going to now move it around to Marvel Cinematic Universe is number three.
I love it. I should have put this on my list. I don't know how I overlooked this. Yeah, you're totally right. It's so awesome right now.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's home run after home run.
And we've talked about how maybe Thor wasn't the greatest. Maybe Captain America was okay. But I keep wanting to go back to those. Even Iron Man 2, which most people don't like.
I love Iron Man.
Yeah, I like
it
too.
Why don't people like Iron Man 2? I don't understand.
I don't know. Kobe just texted me a picture of Iron Man 3's poster. Did we have the movie yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have put this on my list.
And I'm very, very excited about Iron Man 3. I think it's going to be very different than the other two Iron Man
movies. I think it will too.
Let's remember Favreau's not going to be directing this one. So
you're totally right. This should be like my number one, but it's not.
I think number
3
is going to be way more intense.
And I am very, very, very excited for Captain America.
Yes.
That's not until 2014, though.
With Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
Is that subtitle.
Next year we get Thor and we get... No, this year we get Iron Man and Thor. We don't get Captain America until next year.
He'll be the last.
But I really want to see, after seeing the first Avenger, how they're going to bring Winter Soldier into...
Yeah.
And I mean, clearly, it has to be set in this in our current day. Yeah.
They haven't talked about a Hulk one, have they?
No, well, they won't the Hulk.
Feige has said Hulk's had his run.
Yeah, he had his chance. We can't get on board with Hulk by himself. He's great on the team, though. So
yeah, he is. Yeah. He's a good team player.
I'm excited for Ant-Man.
I'm unexcited.
I'm just excited that it's a Marvel movie.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Because I don't love that character in the comics, but
he's a jerk.
I'm excited to see what they could do with him.
Because he's a womanizer.
It's not coming out, though, until October.
And because of the fact that the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I'm really big into Ultimate Universe right at the moment, too. I mean, the comic books.
I have to correct myself. October 2015, Ant-Man, not this year.
2015?
Yeah.
Is that before or after?
I think that's after the Avengers.
He's probably going to show up, and then they'll have his own movie.
Do you think?
No guarantees.
Yeah, no guarantees on that one.
Take that with a grain of salt, but that's just my guess.
So Ultimate Universe in comics?
Yeah, I've been digging that, because there's a lot of similarities between the cinematic universe.
I haven't read anything in Ultimate Comics since Ultimatum, which kind of like destroyed the Ultimate Universe and killed tons of characters. Yep. So what's been going on?
Well, and that's the thing, is I'm reading these all behind, so I am actually waiting for Ultimate Galactus right at the moment. Which is...
Oh, so you haven't got to Ultimatum yet?
I've gotten to Ultimatum. I'm waiting to get post-Ultimatum after I've read Ultimate Galactus.
Okay. So, yeah, I like that choice. Kobe, what is your number three?
My number three is Walking Dead.
Oh, talk about... I love that show. I'm not watching the show, but I have read many of the graphic novels. Have you read
Maybe any? One of the ways for us to get to 100 episodes is for Kobe to do a Walking Dead spinoff.
Do you want to just have your own episodes where you just talk to yourself about it?
Talk to my... No. That's weird.
We bring in your cat.
Do you?
Yes.
Hey, you know what we could do? Here's another way we can get to 100. How about this, Kobe? I'll watch... Because I haven't watched seasons 1 and 2 yet on Netflix.
I know. Every time I text you,
What if we do an episode by episode? Oh my gosh. I have a great idea. We'll do an episode by episode review of The Walking Dead. Because I've read many of the graphic novels, I can tell you what's the same, what's different. And you can be like, oh...
That's all I'll say the whole time.
Oh, okay, yeah. So talk about Walking Dead without spoiling me. Talk about... Don't spoil me. What's the thing that you think makes it so good?
The storytelling is fabulous. And there's surprises all the time.
Yep.
Like, the last episode was super shocking.
And is
Did
season
not see
3...
It coming.
Is the season 3 over right now?
No, it's half.
Halfway then? When does the next one... When's the next part come out?
I think it's the next... week or two or something like that.
Okay, cool.
So Sunday nights, obviously.
Okay.
So good.
Nice.
I'm super excited for it. Matt, you're number three.
Number three. This is going to be a huge surprise because I hated the book, but I love the movie. I'm really into The Hobbit. I want to see it again.
Oh my gosh.
It's super good. And I want to see that. I'm interested in this debate about the frames per second, the 48 versus the 24. I think that's the right numbers.
Snooze fest.
I want to see it. I want to see it in 3D. This is so unusual for me.
3D? Dude,
I hate 3D.
The most overrated stuff in the
Listen,
history of ever.
Listen, I'm telling you, I hate 3D. But I liked the movie so much. I want to experience what Peter Jackson had in mind when he did this crazy film raid. So, that's my number three right now. I mean, like I said, this is not my all-time favorite. It's current things I'm really into. Really liked The Hobbit.
Ugh.
I'm really excited for these next movies a lot.
I guess.
Number two,
Daniel's sleeping. So
Batman.
Oh, he woke up.
Why are you
Batman? Amazing Batman. I love Batman.
Why are you into Batman right now?
I'm excited about Batman, even though Dark Knight is over and Nolan's is done.
He's probably not done.
I am just at the point right at the moment.
That's what they say.
For example, right at the moment, sitting for me at the Minneapolis Library is a Batman comic, an old one, Dark Detective.
Nice.
And Scott Snyder's American Vampire series, who's the current writer of Batman. I've been listening to a ton. Okay. This is not an endorsement for the kiddies.
Okay.
I've been listening to a ton of Kevin Smith's The Fat Man on Batman podcast, which is full of profanity.
Wait. Kevin Smith is the guy from Jay and Silent Bob, right?
Yes.
And he has his own podcast about Batman?
He's got a whole podcast network. He's got a set of podcasts about Batman called Fat Man on Batman.
Is it really?
He interviews Adam West.
What does he do on the podcast?
He talks to people who have got tie-ins to Batman.
Okay.
And usually, he'll bring in the voice actress who did Batgirl.
Okay.
And he'll basically kind of say, tell me about how your career started. And they'll talk through their career.
Do they talk about current comics?
And they'll talk about, he just interviewed Scott Snyder.
Okay.
He's been known to. And it just gets me excited, but he is the only grown man that I know of who I've actually heard cry when talking about Batman, the animated series. I mean, legitimate, honest to goodness, tears about the things that are honestly spiritual that we see coming out of Batman.
Wow. That's intense. Yeah. Okay, so Batman.
I'm crazy.
Should I check out this podcast?
I enjoy it. I mean, he's had Mark Hamill
on. Is he funny?
Yeah.
How profane is he?
There's a lot of curse words.
Oh, have you seen Jay and Silent Bob?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of
those. There's a lot of curse words, a lot of, hey, if you want to smoke a doobie. I mean.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he live in Colorado or Washington?
No.
Uh-oh, he's going to jail.
But, I mean, he just got done. I think he did like 4 in a row with Paul Dini from the Batman animated series.
What about Bruce Timm?
He's talked to Bruce Timm. And I mean, like with the Bruce Timm interview, how did Bruce Timm get into animation? All the places and all the things he had worked on.
No, that sounds pretty good.
And then the series itself, obviously. So, huge into Batman right now.
So is Batman,
I think I've got like 5 Batman comics on request at the library.
I need to check out your library because my library doesn't have the assortment that yours does. Like, I see what you're doing on Goodreads, and you're like going through all of the newer ones. How do they get them so fast?
They have every issue, every trade of 52, of New 52.
What? Oh, talk about what we're going to do this year.
Well, sometime this year when I get done with finishing the original, the 2012 trades, we're going to talk about New 52.
Every first arc.
I've read every first arc that they put out in trades in 2012.
Wow.
And a lot of those stories started in 2011.
That's awesome.
When do you want to do this? Tell the audience.
I am probably 2 months away.
Okay.
Because
I'm excited to learn about the New 52.
And the thing that I think we've discovered is I've read them or am in the process of reading them, but Matt actually knows a lot of the news and a lot of the nuances about, like, why was this one canceled?
Yeah.
Because there's some that are like, they canceled that? I can't believe they canceled that. That was awesome. And then there's some it's like, why didn't they cancel this?
Okay. Yeah, so I follow news, whereas Daniel actually just reads the comics. So... Yeah, it should be a good combination, a good flow. And Colby, you can sit by and react.
I'll be like, oh.
Yeah.
My biggest problem is Red Hood and the Outlaws. I'm number 21 of 21 in the request list.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were only getting like 2 issues. So that'll probably be something like that that keeps us from doing it sooner than later.
Okay. We'll figure it out. All right.
So is Batman like a hero or something?
Like a superhero?
No, I mean just a hero, because I feel like that's the consensus.
Like he's just a regular hero, not a superhero?
Yeah, because he's not super.
Are you really going to reopen this? Because when I get home, I will open up the Invincible Iron Man trade volume number 9, in which it discusses the fact that Iron Man is nothing more than a pilot.
That's fine. Who cares? I just want to make my point. Whoa, what just happened? Batman is not.
I'm mad at him again.
Kobe, number 2.
He's reopening wounds.
All right, my number 2. Something that I'm excited for that's coming out in May 17th, actually, 2013. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Star Trek. Into the Darkness.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm going to read you end of this little thing here that made me so excited about this. It says, as our heroes are propelled into an epic chess game of life and death, love will be challenged, friendships will be torn apart, and sacrifices must be made for the for the only family Kirk has left, his crew.
Aww.
Oh my gosh.
Is it so, into the darkness or into darkness?
I think it's into darkness.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm really pumped about this movie. The first one was amazing.
I thought it was I thought it was Star Trek Inception, The Dark Knight Rises.
Whatever.
Oh, because of the poster?
Come on.
Have you guys seen those posters lately?
Yeah.
They're all the same.
I know.
There's like 18 of them that are exactly the same.
I know. I love
one random.
I love the first Star Trek.
Standing in a whole
Star Trek was on Netflix for a long time, so I didn't feel like I needed to own it, and now it's not on Netflix. And so I need to own it.
But do you need to own it, or do you just need to own Star Trek 1 through 5, which has all the major story arcs for Star Trek in it?
That's not true. We don't know that that's what they're doing. We don't know that that's what they're doing.
No, what I'm saying is when you watch Star Trek by Abrams, you take Star Trek 1 through 5, and you will find a major story element from every one of those.
Oh, really?
In Abrams' Star Trek.
That's interesting. All right, whatever. Ask me for my number two.
Number two.
What is your number two?
Oh, thanks for asking. My number two is actually two things, but they're connected.
Again, you're
no, here. Listen, they're connected so tightly that they're basically one thing. Joss Whedon has a universe in which he created two characters, one named Buffy the Vampire Slayer and one named Angel. I haven't really been liking them over the course of recent history, but I'm finally in a groove and flowing through Buffy and Angel. It's awesome. I'm in season 4 and season 1, respectively.
What? Oh,
because Buffy season 4 takes place at the same time as Angel season 1. So, listeners, don't worry. I've made these empty promises in the past, but I think I'm finally going to be able to get past this show.
Is this our ninth?
No, I'm saying I'm gonna get through this is my promise right here.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna finish Buffy season. Maybe should I say I'll finish the whole show? I'm gonna finish Buffy and Angel by the end of 2013. I'm doing it.
Wow!
You heard, and I've been working on this since summer 2009. Is that right? No, 2010. Summer 2010, I watched the first episode of Buffy.
You know what?
This is huge.
Sometimes the best promises are the ones you can't keep.
That's not what it is. Whatever.
Oh, boy.
All right. Number one, Daniel.
This is going to be a huge surprise.
Yeah?
I know, because I was figuring that Batman would have been your number one.
What?
Star Wars.
Star Wars! Why is that
still
your current?
Huge.
Why current?
Because it's going to come. It's coming.
Actually?
It's coming.
Not for 3 years. Two years.
False. They have episode 2 and 3 coming out in 3D this year. One in September 20th, the other one October 7th.
They do.
Okay, cool.
Because they've sped those up. Star Wars has never quit being number one because since the creation of VHS, I have been able to put it in whenever I want.
Yeah.
On January 9th, the new Star Trek Dark Horse comic's going to come out.
Hey, are you going to follow that? Or are you going to wait for the trade?
I think I'm going to follow it monthly.
I've heard it. It looks pretty good.
So I've even gotten to the point where I've been reading more of the Expanded Universe, which I haven't done in the past.
The comic that you're talking about, it's the first ongoing Star Trek comic in a long time, and it's going to be the last one that Dark Horse ever is able
Star
to put
Wars
out.
Comic. Did you say Star Trek?
Oh, crap, did I?
You said Star Trek.
I meant Star Wars.
And, of course, Heir to the Empire. I can't wait to see where that goes.
I don't know
what
that
is. Not Heir to the Empire. Agent of the Empire.
Oh, yeah. You've been reading that. You put something on. Oh, check out an article that Daniel wrote about Agent of the Empire on the Sci-Fi.
I also have one on
the SciFiChristian.com.
TheSciFiChristian.com. And basically, Agent of the Empire is James Bond in Star Wars.
Is James Bond in Star Wars. I also have an article that is about Star Wars and history, a book that just came out about historical trends and how they're mirrored in Star Wars.
I saw that article.
And because I like to jump up on the empty promises.
Yeah.
There's going to be something about Star Wars issue one.
On the SciFiChristian.com? Okay.
There will be.
Maybe I should read it too. I haven't read an ongoing comic book for a long time.
I can tell you this
comic that you got me for Christmas, The Amazing Spider-Man number 700, will be the first individual issue I've read in a while.
And as you know, I don't read individual issues, and I don't pay for comic books.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And I did buy myself a copy of 700.
Okay. Was it good?
I also have a copy of 300.
Did you read 700?
I read 700.
Was it good?
I read it today before I came.
What did you think?
Eh.
No? Okay. Whatever.
Wait, is there any idea what the new Star Wars is going to be about?
Well,
is there any clue?
I think because they're labeling it 7, 8, 9, it has to be something to do with Skywalker family.
It has to be.
But I'm gonna throw one last argument into this unending argument. Here's the realization that I had the other day.
Because I know there's people that are upset about the idea of more Star Wars, where I'm like super excited about more Star Wars. So I'm reading through the DC 52 right at the moment. There's Batman. I love Batman. I love those issues. I think mm-hmm. it's great. There's also Animal Man.
Okay.
I don't really like Animal Man.
Yeah.
But I don't deny Animal Man's right to exist, even though I find it
okay.
I find it boring and uninteresting and somewhat questionable.
Okay.
I think that's what we're going to have to start to do with Star Wars, is begin to realize that Star Wars is no longer just three films. That Star Wars is a big, gigantic, huge universe.
People have to accept it.
Yeah. And that's really what it is. Star Wars is no longer three films. Star Wars is DC. It's Marvel. It's a big, big thing. And there's pieces that you're going to like, and you're going to love them, and they're going to be your favorite things. And so then there's going to be things that are going to be like, eh. And I'll be honest, there's Expanded Universe that to me is, eh. Fate of the Jedi series, eh. Didn't work for me.
I should read an Expanded Universe novel in 2013.
I will help you pick
another one.
Wait, do they have any that are standalone, or are they all series?
Yeah, they're standalones.
So Matt promises to read.
You can
one
do like
in 2013. So, I guarantee that I will read one Star Wars Expanded Universe standalone
what
novel.
What you might want to consider is Darth Plagueis,
yes,
because it has tie-ins to the Phantom Menace.
Okay,
ooh. And
it's just a one book.
It's also one book, and it basically tells you how Darth Sidious became a Sith Lord.
Can I tell you, this is what I want to know, and maybe tell me if this is answered in that book. I want to know why there can only be two Sith.
See, that's not answered in that book, and I've tried to explain it to you before, and now I'm committed to writing about this because I'm reading right now.
I know you've explained it to me.
In Path of Destruction.
So there's three.
What you're looking at, when you hear there's always two, a master and apprentice. That is the rule of Bane.
Yeah, rule of Bane. Yeah, I remember you told me about this.
So Bane is a Sith Lord.
Okay.
Who was part of a brotherhood of multiple Sith Lords that realized that their power was weakened because there was too many of them and they were cooperating too much.
Makes sense.
And that in order to have strong Sith leaders, you needed to have one Sith Lord who was the master who held the power and one Sith apprentice who craved the power.
Okay, okay.
So what happens in the Rule of Two is the master is always training the apprentice to kill them, and the apprentice is always training to kill the master and then ascend themselves. So by the time you see Phantom Menace, it's the Rule of Two, the Rule of Bane that's been in effect for millennia. Now, before that, there were combinations where there were huge groups of Sith Lords.
Okay.
So how...
Hey, wait, before you ask your question, Kobe.
Go ahead.
Is this... I just loaded it up on the computer screen here. Is that the book you want me to read?
Yeah.
Okay, you're positive.
Yeah, and it's got a lot of spiritual overtones.
Okay. Kobe, what were you going to ask?
Back to the movie that's coming out soon-ish. Where do you think they're going to pick up? How big of a time gap are we going to have here?
I think we're looking, you know, almost the time gap 30
years.
Between the time gap we
40 have. Years.
Nah.
I think I think there'll be a real-time time gap.
I think it's possible because I am convinced that in the first one, Mark Hamill will be there.
Yes.
He will?
I'm 100%
That'd
convinced.
Be nice.
You
gotta be.
I think Luke Skywalker will be killed in episode 7.
But that's the thing. That would make sense because he becomes Obi-Wan Kenobi.
He becomes Obi-Wan Kenobi, yeah.
In the same way that Dumbledore was for Harry Potter the Obi-Wan Kenobi figure.
Yeah,
and the thing about Luke Skywalker is Luke Skywalker can't be Luke until Obi's gone because you need that level of protection to go
except
away.
Except for Dumbledore didn't die mentorship. Forever.
Well, but eventually, Harry Potter didn't become Harry Potter.
Until forever.
Until that, the end of the series when he had to be on his own.
Yeah.
You're positive. Go ahead.
So I think that we're going to, and again, we know George Lucas. Again, you read a book like Star Wars and History. He's huge on cycles. So I think the cycle that we're going to see here is a master and an apprentice with Luke Skywalker being the master and then either being killed or somehow taken out of the situation.
Why did you recommend Darth Plagueis to me? You're positive that's the best one? Like, what about all the ones about the Old Republic and all that stuff?
I think the Old Republic. See, I'm reading one that's set a little further back right at the moment. The thing is you're not going to have the tie-ins to things like Luke Skywalker.
So I'll just be more interested in it because it's tied into something I know.
Yeah.
It's a good like jumping on point and then maybe I can go from there.
And it's one where if you had questions about like, I think it's Attack of the Clones where Palpatine tells Anakin Skywalker about the legend of Darth Plagueis. It begins to kind of answer some questions.
He talks about that in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
And to be honest, spoiler alert fans, in Darth Plagueis, there are scenes from Phantom Menace that are kind of you are
behind
now,
the scenes?
Yeah, they're really behind the scenes. You're seeing a scene play out that you've seen on the screen, but you're seeing it from Darth Plagueis' eyes and what Darth Plagueis knows.
Okay.
So you're kind of seeing it from a distance. So you'll have like Darth Maul and Darth Sidious talking on top of the rooftops.
That's
and you see
cool.
it in the movie. And Darth Plagueis, you'll see like Darth Plagueis' reaction to that. And by the way, you'll notice when I just said there, three Darths.
Yeah. So one had to die. Or two had to die.
We can't talk about this, Gobi. Wow, that's cool.
Just saying.
Interesting. All right. Yes, let's move on now then. What was that for you?
That was his number one.
Number one for you, Gobi.
My number one is kind of what Daniel said earlier about Marvel, but it's basically Marvel's movies. I'm really excited for Iron Man 3, Thor 2, Captain America 2, and then, of course, Avengers 2. Like, I can't wait.
Yeah, we talked about this already. I think this is going to be awesome. And Guardians of the Galaxy, you didn't say that. What do you think about them?
I'll check it out.
Me too, of course. All right, my number one. You guys maybe don't even know I watch this TV show, but there's a new TV show. And like I said, this is not all-time favorite TV show. My current favorite show on television, I think, is Arrow.
Really?
Have you watched Arrow?
Nope.
It's based on the Green.
Watched Arrow, but
based on the Green Arrow superhero, but it's much different. It's on CW. I wasn't expecting to like it, and it really got me hooked.
But is it because you were a big Smallville fan?
No, I've never.
I've watched Smallville.
I want to buy Smallville so I can watch it. I've only watched the first like maybe 10-ish episodes of it,
it'll
and then
probably be on Netflix this year.
I'm waiting for it to come on Netflix. It's not so. Yeah, this Green Arrow wasn't on Smallville. It's a whole new character. They do have flashbacks because the way this is working out, he gains his arrowing skills, archery, you could say, when he was...
From Legolas?
Nope. He was shipwrecked on an island and...
You mean they used his origin story?
Is that what happened in the real Green Arrow? I don't even know. I don't know the real Green Arrow. Tell me.
It's the origin story.
Talk to
no, you continue. I haven't seen Arrow.
No, tell me about the real Green Arrow.
Real Green Arrow. He's on a desert island, stuck by himself, learns archery to survive.
Oh, really? I didn't even know. I thought they just made that up for the show.
No.
So, like, as you can tell, I don't know anything about the real Green Arrow, but this show is awesome. And every episode, mostly, they flash back and show scenes from the island and how he gained certain skills, and there's a mystery involved with other characters that were also on the island.
Ooh.
We've got... some hero or not hero well heroes and villains that we know from the comic book universe, such as Huntress and Deathstroke and Merlin. They're all in the show, so yes, it is very good. I recommend Arrow on the CW. Okay, I have two honorable mentions. I'm about to read C.S. Lewis's,
but compared to Batman, dude, how does Arrow be number one?
It's just my current favorite. Sorry.
Batman's not
I'm about to read C.S. Lewis's Space Trilogy.
That's why.
And I'm about to watch the TV show Touch. Those are my honorable mentions. Kobe, honorable mentions?
I don't have
You know,
any.
I want to read Space Trilogy really in 2013, too.
Do it.
I want to.
I'm going to start it this week.
I'm not going to start it this week.
You're breaking a promise.
Let's do an episode on it.
Yeah, I want to read Space Trilogy, though.
All right. All right. If you guys don't have any honorable mentions.
Fables. Fables is a big honorable mention.
You know, I haven't read a book of Fables in over a year. How is it going?
I think they've struggled with kind of the Return to the Homeland arc ending. I think the Dark Man arc was really kind of weak to me.
Did that finish up now?
I'm pretty sure it has.
I was reading it because Ben would buy the trades and then loan them to me, but he stopped buying trades and now he just buys them in on his Kindle or does he have a Nook or something?
I don't know.
No, he has an iPad. So he reads them issue by issue. So I haven't been able to borrow them from him. So anyways, yeah.
Alrighty.
Cool. Well, that is all for this. Current favorites, guys. Good talk.
Good favorites.
All right. Well, that's all from here. I'm Matt Anderson.
I'm Daniel Blucher.
I'm Kobe Radcliffe.
And we are the Sci-Fi Christians. Once again. Signing off.
Signing off.
I think we should do these superhero spotlights since he doesn't know what Green Arrow's origin story is.
Maybe we should do one on Green Arrow. I mean, that's a good point. Maybe
he could be in Justice League.
He could be.
Maybe he will be if Arrow is popular enough.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Later.
I love talking over the outro music.
Matt hates it.
I hate it.
We should talk over the intro music now.
No, don't do that.
He would die.